Welcome to this week's edition of Film Room Friday, and we're going to talk about gunners. What are the gunners? Well, we'll get to that in a minute. The Jaguars have one of the best punters in the National Football League in Brian Enger. First in gross average, third in net average, and it's impressive that he only dropped from first to third when you go from gross to net. And the reason for that is the play of the gunners, and the Jaguars have two very good gunners. They're the guys that are split out wide on the punt coverage team, and they free release on the snap of the ball. Kevin Elliott, undrafted rookie free agent from Florida A&M, and obviously Antoine Blake from Texas El Paso, are getting the job done. Let's go to the first game of the year this year against the Minnesota Vikings. At the bottom of the screen is Antoine Blake, and he's got a single block initially, but then he gets a double coming out from the inside. Same thing at the top. Kevin Elliott at the top, he ends up free releasing against one guy, but then he has another guy coming down the field to end up meeting him. And Kevin Elliott does a great job of obviously getting down the field, but the most impressive thing to me on this play is Antoine Blake, and we're going to find him here. He's right at the Vikings logo. He already beat one guy down the field. Now he's got another blocker coming on him, and then all of a sudden, here comes another guy from Kevin Elliott. He jumps over the guy that was trying to block him, avoids the guy that was blocking Kevin Elliott, and ends up getting in on the tackle. An outstanding play, certainly for somebody's first game ever in their National Football League career. This next one, against the Houston Texans. Now, your job is not always to make the tackle. I mean, obviously that's the primary goal, but you want to certainly be able to slow up the returner to allow that second wave to get there. And as you can see down the field, okay, there's your two gunners. They're right on top of the return. Look how far back the second wave of the punt team is. These are all the guys that have to block guys to protect the punt from being blocked. But if you can slow the returner up just enough to allow more time for that second wave to get there, which they do, then all of a sudden you've got an excellent coverage job by the punt team as a whole. So two very good plays so far in this next one against Indianapolis. Both of them singled on the outside, and they've got a lot of guys stacked in the middle. And when you have single coverage on your gunners, the gunners must win, and they do right here because they're right on top of the punt returner, and he has to do a fair catch, and that's outstanding. But again, this kind of signifies the amount of distance between the gunners and the second wave here. If they don't make him force him into a fair catch situation, that's a long way to the second wave. So nice job by the two undrafted rookie free agents against the Indianapolis Colts. I really like this play because Antoine Blake at the bottom of your screen ends up getting doubled off the line of scrimmage. And when he gets doubled off the line of scrimmage, look at what he does right there. You see how he's got a guy kind of paralleling him, and he throws out an arm and throws him to the ground. Okay, so now that he's eliminated one guy that can block him, he has to deal with just the remaining guy. And he gets down the field. Kevin Elliott had slowed and detoured the returner up just enough there at the beginning of the return. And then Antoine Blake is in on the tackle. A nice job, certainly, again, by the punt coverage units. Now, against the Chicago Bears, single coverage for both gunner positions. And what I liked about this is that the Bears have one of the, arguably, the best punt returner in the history of the National Football League. 12 career punt return touchdowns. And all you've got to do is slow them down, make a play, allow that second wave, and they're both down there immediately. See how Devin Hester has to belly here on the play? That allows that second wave time to get there. Devin Hester kind of keeps the play alive, but the Jaguars hold Devin Hester to about a 5-yard return. Hey, look, the gunner's position is probably the hardest position to play in all special teams. They get double teamed consistently week in and week out. And when you have two very good gunners, as the Jaguars do, it makes your punter look that much better and certainly prohibits a lot of big returns in the punt return game.